Dustin Fox here with the Chief himself, David Njoku. Another week, another Chief slam. Feels good, doesn't it?
Feels pretty good. Yeah. You know, we've got to keep working hard, the whole team as a whole, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, David, we're going to talk about that play specifically. They line you out a little bit away from the core as a wide receiver, and your quarterback, DeShone Kizer, he just lays it on a frozen rope down the seam. What was that play called in the huddle? Did you know you were going to get that?
I saw the coverage that they had, and they were giving away the seam, and my route was going to that area, so I knew it was coming to me, and I had to work my route at the top, you know, to get some more space, and DeShone Kizer threw a perfect ball, and I scored a touchdown.
So when you catch the ball, you still got a little ways to go to get into the end zone. You kind of do a little spin and dive in. They actually went back and reviewed it to make sure that you were in.
The defender was trying to tackle me, obviously, and I tried to jump, but he held onto my leg, so I couldn't really get the full jump in. But thankfully, I was in just enough to score a touchdown.
So I was talking with Josh Gordon earlier, and we talked about your touchdown, and he was one of the first guys that actually runs over to you to celebrate after the Chiefs slam. Did you know that he was there? Did you remember that moment?
I mean, I remember seeing him, you know, with us, you know, everybody celebrating. You know, he's a great person, great player. You know, I have so much love for him. He's gonna ball out, you know, since he's back.
He made some impact. I mean, he had 4 catches, 85 yards, and was targeted 11 times. Was it fun for you guys? Did you guys expect him to be that big
of an
impact?
You know, I've never seen anyone that big, that fast, you know, in my life. So I'm so happy that he's back here, you know, playing for us, and I can't wait to see what he does this coming weekend.
Got to ask you, because you were a guest recently on the Joe Thomas podcast. In fact, it's called the first podcast in NFL history.
Yeah.
You're laughing. Did he give you a hard time?
a little bit. It wasn't too bad. You know, Joe Thomas is like a great person. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very funny guy. You know, we talked about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was fun. I was honored to be the first guest.
Well, especially considering you thought he was a coach when you first got drafted.
I mean, yeah, that was the first thing that we talked about, I think. That was funny, too.
So you get drafted, there's a meet or a dinner, right?
Yeah.
Early on, and you thought you went up to him and said, coach?
No, we were sitting in the same table.
Okay.
And we're talking about track, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a common thing. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're talking for like 10 minutes about just track and field. So I'm looking, I'm like, so are you like a coach here or something? And he laughs. He goes, yeah, I'm a coach, but I play on Sundays. So I was like, oh, gotcha.
Hey, everybody. Coach Joe Thomas here. We're going to teach young David how to golf a little bit today.
Let's go. We got it.
Packers coming up here, still trying to get that first win. The offense, you know, obviously clicked a little bit on Sunday, but got to get it going again this week.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, like I said, I mean, we're not going to quit. We're just going to keep working, practice, and transport to the game. Just keep working.
David, appreciate the time.
No problem. All right.